The person, one of the seven relatives that is chayiv to mourn them, father, mother, son, daughter, brother, sister, and wife, or wife, any of the both. Even though you're all the family members and you take care of the kula, like the sister's married and her husband will take care of the kula, still, he is potter from all the mitzvahs. And if he does the mitzvahs, it was not yaitzah, because potter from something he does the mitzvah is not yaitzah.
Yeah.
So, not only is potter from the tefillah, he's also potter from all the brachas, even the bills and in. In other words, if he eats something, he doesn't make a bracha before and after. It's a little chiddush. Why? Because even though it's an issur to be men and merilam azeh, and he's not mutter to do yisurim, so now he's feeling. The idea behind it is that it's also to eat without a bracha only if you have a chiddush to make a bracha. But if you don't have a chiddush to make a bracha, there's no issur to eat without a bracha. Yeah, so like we said, then if a person wants to eat, an oinein, the period of time between the death and the burial, and he wants to eat bread, so there's a chiddush that he does wash his hands. He does not have a bracha on it. Is it without washing hands? Yeah. Now, if they have a chevet kadisha that takes care of the kula, and the way it works is that the family gives over the mace to the chevet kadisha, and they take care of it. So, that's the saladin. Once it's given over to the chevet kadisha, and they take full responsibility for it, so now the family would be mechuyev in mitzvahs. So, Mishnah Berurah said, the point of this, Lachayra, once they get up to the Chevet Kedisha, and they kind of bond, they worked everything out. So he has a place to be buried, and he has shrouds and everything else. And there should be chayv in brachas and tefillah. But Mishnah Berurah says that very often, the Maisa, that they didn't finish everything off with the Chevet Kedisha, there's still open ends that they have to work out, so then it's surely potter. And also, they have to prepare hesped. So also, yeah, the person is an oinin, he's potter from the mitzvahs till they cover the body with earth. You don't have to wait till they finish all the earth all the way to the top. As long as he's covered, that's enough. If they finish the kvura close to the selzman kriyashma, so he should go straight into kriyashma, because even if he's going to miss out the brachas, but if he's going to miss out the zman kriyashma by saying the brachas, better to say without the brachas, and you can say the brachas afterwards. Shabru says that Tanimis went into 4 hours in the day. So, the moment of Rum holds that one should not say any more Birchas HaShachar. Since the Ikir's amount of Birchas HaShachar is 4 hours in the day, was potter, and it's potter. But those who agree with it, the Maisa Mishabru says one should not make a Birchas HaShachar if Tanimis lasted up to 4 hours. But Birchas HaTorah you can definitely say, because that's now been into the morning. Those the brachas, Shaloi Sani Gosh, Shaloi Sani Yob, Shaloi Sani Isha, or also not adapted for the morning. They can be said any time of the day. Yeah. Shabbat is a chiddush. You know this man of Birchas Kriyashma is 4 hours in the day. So if the Levaya took from the morning till after 4 hours in the day, you shouldn't say Birchas Kriyashma. But Shabbat is a chiddush that's here since it was an oinus, because he was involved in the Kula. So the reason why he didn't say within the 4 hours is because of an oinus, then he can say it after 4 hours. So basically, if the Kula is before Chatzos, you can still say Birchas Kriyashma. You also can say Sukkot Zimra. You can come upon, if by saying Sukkot Zimra, then it'll end up saying the Shemoneh Esrei after 4 hours into the day. So you should skip Sukkot Zimra. It's better to say that the Shemoneh Esrei is Zman. But he says that to skip Kriyashma and Birchas Kriyashma, you should do that, because even though according to Daven, Shachar is after 4 hours, but if you have to Daven after between 4 hours and Chatzos also, so that's considered enough of a need. You know, the right Seder is to say Kriyashma with brachas, at least, before Shmoneh Esrei. If the Levaya took place till after Chatzos, so Kamaban, you don't say any Shachris, you also don't make it up by Mincha, because you make it up by Mincha only if you should have davened the Shachris, you didn't. If he was potter the whole time, then he doesn't have to make it up all. But, this, the Mishnah says a chiddush of it. Shem, Bechatayim, and other Achreinim, that which we say doesn't have to daven Shachris, make up Shachris by Mincha, is talking about a case which from the early morning till the end of the Zman Shachris, he was involved in the Kula. The person died in the middle of the night, and the Kula is finished after Chatzos. Since the entire time, that was potentially a time from Elizabeth Shachar till Chatzos, he was involved in the Mitzvah, then it's considered it was caught. But if the person was Nifta let's say, 2 hours into the day, and he didn't get davening Shabbos, so that's a part of the day he was mechuyav. Even though the chuyav finished after Chatzos, since he did have a chuyav in the beginning of the time, so now we just look at it as if that he had his chuyav, but he had some oinus that he wasn't able to be mechayim with him. Now, this entire time, he was potter, but he was chayav part of the time, and the second time, he couldn't get to do it, so then, he should make up, and I would say, second Shmoneh Esrei by Mincha. Yeah, like we said before, he is potter from all the mitzvahs. His oinin, Shulchan Aruch continues, "Afil reitz lahat milas v'ligus einer ashayim." He can't be matmir to daven when he's supposed to be involved in taking of the mace. Chazal asked the person to do mitzvahs because of kavod mace. "Tim yesh mishem ishtadel v'shvila l'tzav v'kul reitz lahat milas v'ligus einer ashayim." There's somebody that's going to help him out with the kavura. And again, take in the actual Tura, and then, even so, he still is potter from all the mitzvahs. But if he wants to be mafia, we're not going to chastise him for that. The Maisa, the minhag today is that one should not do any mitzvahs, cause man that he has to be involved in any level of taking care of the Tura, or if he's one of those seven kohanim.